Welcome once again to our Everyday English program. We're moving towards the end of the week. I would therefore like to bring to a close my discussion of the word passion and its derivatives.
How do you think we ought to start?
First, I'd like to emphasize that the word passionate does not merely imply that one likes something very much. If you're passionate about something, it does not mean merely that you like it very much.
I believe it implies a very strong emotional attachment.
Yes. The stress is on the emotion. Your emotional attachment to the object or phenomenon. This can be an idea, a belief, or a sport.
The emotional attachment to the object or phenomenon may be so strong as to be addictive, I believe.
Yes. Having talked about the different meanings of passion, let's look at passionless.
Passionless means lacking in emotion or feeling.
It is, in effect, then, the opposite of passionate.
Yes. Passionate. Passionless. The first demands extreme emotion and feeling in the kind of liking or attachment. The latter implies complete absence of emotion or excitement, and that is passionless. Let's see some of the contexts in which the word passionless can be used.
We can talk of a passionless expression.
Yes. That is a look on the face which carries no feeling. For example, as in this exchange.
Did you observe Mr. Siedu's reaction at the station when his son came out of the train?
Who could have escaped his behavior? Mr. Siedu sometimes amazes me. To welcome your own son with such a passionless face after being away for over a year.
I wouldn't use the word welcome. To welcome means to receive with love, warmth, emotion, and in the case of one's own son, with passion.
But Mr. Siedu was so passionless in his look that was it possible to describe his aspect as welcoming?
And he was so passionless in his embrace that it was as if he was asking his son to go back.
Mr. Siedu, you know, is an unpredictable person. His expression was not that of an excited father welcoming his child. It was all cynicism, I would have said.
I would have said so too. He was too stolid and stone-faced.
Too stolid and stone-faced. Passionless, unemotional. Another word, which means almost the same as passionless, is impassive.
So, impassive also means unexcited?
Yes, lacking in emotion.
So, just as we can talk of a passionless look, a passionless face, so can we talk of an impassive look and an impassive face?
Yes, both mean roughly the same. Both mean expressions in the worst kind. Stolid, stone-faced.
Mr. Siedu's look was so impassive when he met his son at the station, I wondered how I would have felt if I had been in that young man's position.
Impassive, passionless.
How is it related to passive? I mean, impassive. Is it in any way related to impassive?
It is. But don't imagine that impassive is the opposite of passive. One meaning of passive is
looking on unconcerned and accepting whatever is said or done to you.
This implies lack of interest and by extension showing lack of excitement or enthusiasm. So it is a weaker state of being impassive. Impassive then is a stronger form of passive. It is not the opposite.
Does impassioned mean the opposite of passionate?
No. On the contrary, impassioned means passionate. As in,
He made an impassioned plea against practices which increased global warming.
An impassioned plea can mean a passionate plea or appeal. Anything you'd like to know about these words?
If you'd be kind enough to illustrate passionless further.
Well, a passionless person is capable of a passionless look and face.
And he is capable of a passionless kiss if he is obliged to give one.
Yes, if he is obliged to. Otherwise, he doesn't give one. But if obliged, the kiss is unemotional and passionless. You might even say passive.
Some men play a passive role in marriage. Unenthusiastic, no passion.
Of course. A typical example is Mr. Siedu himself.
Poor Jane. To be condemned to such a hopeless marriage.
Yes. I don't know how Jane is able to cope with such a passionless marriage. Their marriage is like a business transaction.
Thou should not gossip about other people's marriage affairs.
We are both Christians, Prof. But the case of Jane and Esiedu's marriage is well known.
And the two of us have done all it takes to help them improve it. They need just a little fire to kickstart Asiedu's latent passion.
If indeed there is any latent passion in him.
Well, Kofi and Ajo, you may have to look at their problem a little more dispassionately. It always pays to be dispassionate.
Dispassionate. We haven't met this word in this program.
Dispassionate? By that I mean, don't be passionate or impassioned in your discussion of Kwesi and Jane Asiedu's marriage.
We should be dispassionate about it.
Yes. Be calm and unemotional in your comments about their problem.
And that means we should be impartial?
Yes. Take a calm, dispassionate view. Be a dispassionate observer.
Thank you for teaching us English usage.
A little ethics and morality.
You're very welcome. Now, listeners, that's all we have time for. Goodbye.